This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. It is Wednesday, so that means it is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. And joining her evening is her guest, Diana Huffstetler. How are you?
Hey, guys. Always a pleasure to be here. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Diana. Welcome.
Before I let you guys go off and talk about the weaponized woman stuff, okay? Has anybody heard anything about SHOT Show?
No, boy.
I've heard that it's still on, but whoever comes, comes.
What so a resounding endorsement that one is.
So the people who have paid for booze, they've kept their money. So those people are still expecting to go. They haven't heard anything otherwise. So whoever has a booth and paid for it already will be there, as far as I know, but definitely there will be masks, and I would assume some sort of social distancing set up.
I have a whole box of Lock and Load logo masks ready to go, just in case of that.
There you go.
I'm not messing around. I do. I don't ask me how I got that. I'm not a big mask wearer, and last thing I can think of is to take a bunch of people and put a bunch of masks on them, and then let's all pose for pictures.
Anyway. Have you heard anything different, Diana?
No, I have. Okay.
Well, I haven't heard anything, but I think a lot of things may change after the election. So I'm just going to wait and see if overall directives are going to change from a state and federal level, and then see what's going to happen in our particular industry. But I'm just kind of waiting to see, just like the rest of the nation. I have no idea. I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay.
Right. Well, as of right now, they have collected the money from the people who set up booths, and they have not refunded it. So those people are planning on being there
okay.
as of now.
Gotcha. All right. Well, ladies, if you would, please have your discussion. The weaponized woman is always fascinating. I step aside. Keita, it is all yours.
All right. So today, I wanted to ask Diana some questions about how she is coping with COVID. I know this has been a really tough year for everyone. It's really hard to stay positive and hard to stay focused. So how has the year been for you?
Oh, boy. Well, I think it has been challenging for everyone, and I actually spend a little bit of time this morning trying to think about what are all the different ways that I have been trying to stay positive and stay on top of my game during these challenging times, not only from a shooting and self-defense perspective, but just kind of keeping your sanity. And
from a human perspective, right?
Yeah, just mental health and just staying fit and staying positive and just staying sane. But I have come up with kind of a set of things. Obviously, it's a little bit difficult from a shooting perspective for so many reasons. Many of us, depending on where you live, they're just now starting to open up local ranges and local competitions. I'm a little bit more fortunate because Dallas and Texas in general have been a little bit more relaxed about social distancing, meaning we started having competitions several months ago. Obviously, they're still practicing social distancing and being mindful, but it's a little bit more relaxed around this area of the country. I know a lot of folks are still struggling with closed ranges and, you know, nowhere to go and nothing to do. Then you also have the added stress of ammunition still being completely gone off the shelf of your local stores, your online retailers. I know it's a little bit difficult. Even those of us who reload at home, we're still struggling finding components and wondering, okay, if we use all of our ammo now, when is the next time we'll be able to kind of stock up and you know, go to the range?
Right.
So I came up with a few things that I do at home that kind of help me still, you know, not completely lose my training and, you know, make me feel good about myself. So,
okay.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think? What do you do?
For me, a lot of it has been actually working out and going to the gym. I mean, thank goodness my gym is actually open and I can physically go there. They do offer an online service where you can do the same workout from your home through something like Vimeo online. But I love going to my gym and I have friends there and I want to hang out with my friends. So they have social distancing. They have the whole gym crossed off into little boxes. And I go there with my daughter, which is amazing. She's a little beast. That girl can work out. So we all go in our little box that is socially distanced, and we each work out inside our little box. But then we still get to hang out, and we still get to talk and just be silly and do our workouts together instead of having to do it from home online. And that really has helped me a lot as far as my personal mental health and growth.
That sounds so awesome. Well, I'm not so lucky. My local gym is still closed, but I do have a list of things that I came up with in my own backyard. And I do recognize that not everybody has a yard. You know, you may be in an apartment or something like that. But I have come up with several great ideas for your backyard, both training as well as workout regimen. So
awesome.
What I did is I took a whole bunch of those little stickers. You know, you can buy them at Walmart, at your local office store, and I placed them all over the fence. And they're different sizes, different shapes sometimes. Sometimes they're different colors. I also place different free weights along the way, and I also have several cert pistols. Now, I'll be completely honest with you, the tactical games type of thing is not for me. I'm definitely not that fit. So I think this is a much lighter version of it, but it has been very fun to kind of have different setups. Now I'll put a cert pistol at one location, free weight, maybe a bag of sand at a different location, and I've been kind of switching out my workouts. Also, I know people keep repeating how important, you know, dry fryer practice is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, it is. But sitting on your couch doing the same thing over and over again is not fun. I mean, I think I have shot Carson Daly in the face more than a million times.
Well,
no offense, I love
can't
him.
Say I blame
I love him.
Oh, well, that's so funny.
But
so
yeah,
you're switching things up quite
fun.
A bit.
Yes, and I would encourage people to kind of create their own list of things. And I'm pretty sure we're probably approaching a commercial break.
You are correct.
No, look at you.
I'll tell you after that about some of the other things non-shooting related that I do to kind of self-care.
When we get back, we'll find out how you can find both of these ladies, their respective websites, books, all that other stuff. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.com.
You check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and her guest is Diana Huffstetler. Diana, first, how would people find you if they're looking for what you do?
You guys can find me on gunqueen.com or obviously on all social media under Diana.Huffstetler, and that is H-U-F-S-T-E-D-L-E-R.
Keita?
I have a website, 180firearmstraining.com, or you can find me on social media. Facebook is Keita Busse, B-U-S-S-E. I have a 180 firearms training page on Facebook as well. On Instagram, I'm Keita Busse, K-I-T-A-B-U-S-S-E.
Keita has just started a class where she will teach you how to outrun and then kill dinosaurs. So that's you can see that on Instagram right now if you don't want to go look. When we last left off, before we had to go to the break, we were talking about how Diana likes to shoot Carson Daly in the face repeatedly. So if you'd like to pick up from there.
Yeah, sure. Not violently, you know. Just gently.
I understand. I get it. I
know. Me softly.
Yes.
Just pretend, you know, pretend shooting, kind of like cowboys and Indians. You know, I hope I won't get arrested for it or reported to the authorities. But I do enjoy making it more interesting. You know, dry fire at home can be so boring. So coming up with some sort of scenario where you try to do something very, very fast, or you have a set of targets that are that require movement and speed and agility, certainly makes it a lot more fun. And Keita, correct me if I'm wrong, but involving other people in your activities, you know, maybe inviting a friend over or having your kid over, or let me just say, if you have a third pistol, so it's completely safe, there's nothing wrong with having a glass of wine or two before doing it. So I'm just saying.
Or even challenging someone online to beat your score. So you post a drill and say, this is what I got. This is my par time. What did you do it in?
That's a good idea. Maybe we should start a challenge.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, you're much better than I at design, so maybe you can come up with some sort of design. But I pledge to do it and post it online.
There you go. That would be fun. That would get people involved and off their couches and stop watching Netflix for a little while.
Yeah, that would be fun. But let me share some of the other things that I do. Oh, that came out wrong. Do. Mm-hmm. some of the activities that I partake in that are on my self-care list, if you would, and I think some of them are pretty obvious, you know, like dry fire or workout or taking a bath. But I do have some that are a little bit, I wouldn't say out of the ordinary. They're probably on everybody's list, but I do have my own kind of twist to them. So, for example, the whole taking a bath ritual, I take it to a whole new level. I order girlfriend, it is a romantic solo experience, let me tell you. I have purchased one of those trays, you know, the ones that, it's on Amazon, it's like $35, but it has slots for everything. It has a slot for your tablet, or book, candle, glass of wine for those of us that indulge, you know, maybe a little snack. I do tend to light up, you know, not hundreds, but definitely several candles. And I always have fresh cut flowers in my kitchen. I'll always go and steal some petals if I have roses or another flower and sprinkle them. I'll put Epsom salt, bath bombs, glitter bombs, you name it. And I lock myself in there, and please do not bother me for at least an hour. I love my bath time.
That's awesome. You have something that uplifts you and relaxes you and makes you just feel human again.
It does. And if you're especially used to going to a gym or a place with a membership where you have sauna and swimming pools or maybe massages. You know, a lot of these places are either not open or they're kind of limited in the services they provide. So doing some of these things at home, there's nothing wrong with that. Which
that's really great.
Brings me to the next one. I have actually purchased several things that I used to get done, and I have learned how to do them at home. So I do my own manicure, pedicure. I do my own lash extensions at home.
Oh, wow.
I even do my own scrubs. I used to go to those Korean places that just scrub you head to toe and basically remove the top three layers of your skin. I do that at home now. And I really think it has made a huge impact on my overall sense of well-being. I feel well-kept, healthy, positive, relaxed, and all of these little things pay off. Just forgetting to do them just because they're not commercially available, or they are, but they're kind of hard to get to, is not good for your soul. It gets you depressed. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, not only are you getting those things done that you would normally do that are limited now, but you're learning a new skill, and it gives you something to do with your time that has immediate gratification. And I think that's really important for everyone, whatever it may be. I mean, whether it's, you know, bath bombs or body scrubs or dry fire or whatever it may be, whatever, you know, makes you happy, getting that immediate gratification from having learned to do something and then doing it and then feeling better about yourself.
You know, and during COVID, we're about to go to the next break, but during COVID, they did a survey of 18 to 24-year-old just people across the board, and a quarter of them, because they didn't know how to spend their time and recharge their soul, have considered suicide.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Very, very important what you're doing there, Diana. Good stuff, good stuff. You ladies, please give it a minute here, and we're going to be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman, and this is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump hasn't shown any symptoms of coronavirus for more than 24 hours, according to his physician. In a new memo, White House Dr. Sean Conley says the president's vital signs, oxygen saturation, and respiratory rates are all normal, and that the president has been fever-free for 4 days. We are just hours away from tonight's debate between Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. The Biden campaign says they're not taking tonight lightly. Deputy Campaign Manager Kate Bedingfield says they know that Vice President Pence can be persuasive in a debate environment.
We know Mike Pence is a very good debater. He's a very skilled debater. And he gets a lot of credit because he speaks in complete sentences, unlike Donald Trump. I mean, if you only have to look at his RNC convention speech to see that. So, you know, we have every expectation that Mike Pence is going to be compelling on the debate stage tonight.
The vice presidential debate begins at 9 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News. Another restaurant chain is filing for bankruptcy protection amid the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Restaurant chain Ruby Tuesday filed for bankruptcy protection in Delaware as it seeks to stabilize its finances during the coronavirus pandemic. The Chapter 11 filing comes after the company reached an agreement with secured lenders to support a restructuring plan. The filing won't affect Ruby Tuesday's restaurants, as the chain will operate as usual while the firm attempts to recover from the unprecedented impact of COVID-19.
The former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd has been released from jail. Derek Chauvin posted a $1 million bond Wednesday and was released from prison where he'd been since May 31st. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter in the case. Video where Chauvin is seen kneeling on Floyd's neck sparked protests across the country over the summer. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Her guest is Diana Huffstetler. Ladies, please, if you will.
Right, so we mentioned ammo is extremely hard to come by right now. If you happen to have primers and maybe you're missing some other components, or maybe you have primers and you don't load your own ammunition and just happen to have some, if you go to supervelammunition.com, send them your primers. They will load ammo for you at a discounted rate. Plus, you can punch in the discount code KETA and get an additional discount. So if you happen to have primers, that's a good way to go, and it's very reliable ammunition, very well-made, great quality inspection. So, Diana, did you have anything else you wanted to cover as far as what you do for your own sanity during COVID?
Wow, thank you. First of all, thank you for this tip. I will be going to my garage and see what components I have left. So thank you for sharing that. Actually, you said something that really kind of triggered me to think in a different direction. You mentioned something about getting a new skill and improving myself or oneself. And I'm very much like you. I'm not, I'm a very optimistic person. I get sad or a little depressed just like everybody else, but I typically see challenges as an opportunity to either learn something, improve myself, save money, or produce something. So
yes,
I think to your point, I mean, we can sit around and complain about how terrible COVID is and how it has ruined our lives and our economies and, you know, and all of that. Or we can do the best we can. So I did want to bring up a few other, they're not necessarily self-care things, but they're more of either home improvement or, you know, life improvement type of goals. And just like everybody else, I hopped on the home improvement train, and so far I have remodeled my kitchen, redecorated several rooms in my home, updated both my yards, my backyard and my courtyard. I've created a cascading green wall, and, you know, next is my bathroom. But I do have several things on my list that might be good ideas for the rest of you guys. One thing that nobody ever wakes up and says, hey, I really want to reorganize and clean up my gun room.
Yeah, that might be a good time for it, isn't it?
Yes, and all of these projects that, obviously, I think that comes a little bit easier for males in general. I'm not trying to be stereotypical, but, you know, traditionally speaking, men like to tinker with building projects, you know, that kind of thing. And I have discovered that I actually very much enjoy working with my hands since COVID hit. Maybe because previously I never have time, but
it's therapeutic.
It is. And to your point, you discover that you can learn a new skill and you have the satisfaction of building something from scratch. So as I have started on cleaning up my gun room, I have discovered a multitude of gun parts, you know, especially parts that I have won at competitions over the years that I never thought, you know, well, what am I going to do with this barrel? Or, oh, wow, I have an entire upper laying around. Or look at this trigger group.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you realize that you probably have the majority of the gun parts necessary for several gun builds just laying around. Or if you don't have all the parts, you probably have enough to trade with friends on online groups or just within the shooting community so that you can get the parts you need. And I guarantee you the satisfaction of completing a gun build, especially if you're a female, is beyond comparison. I don't know. Do you feel the same way?
Well, I haven't done a gun build, but I do work with my hands a lot. I was a mechanic in the Army, and I do like to build things. I do a lot of woodworking and things like that. And seeing the product, completing something, completing a project is just that immediate gratification that's so uplifting. And it's so therapeutic to be working with your hands and then see what you did.
I agree. I agree 100%. And I actually have my list keeps growing because every time I complete a project and I love how it turned out, I want to tackle something else. I want to learn the next skill. And it's so funny that you brought up woodwork, so maybe I'll pick your brain after the show. But I do have several pieces of furniture that I'm trying to strip the old paint from, and I would love to, you know, stain them and refinish them back to their original glory. So maybe I'll just connect with you and pick a new skill.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, last summer I made a desk for Pixie, and that was a really fun project. And I think it's more fun if it's for someone you really care about and then seeing the joy on their face when they receive it. that's even more satisfying than, I mean, yeah, it's super satisfying to, you know, build shelving and be able to organize your gun room, but mm-hmm. even more satisfying to create something you can give to someone else and see the look on their face of appreciation and then, wow, you made that?
Mm-hmm. Especially if it turns out good, actually.
Right.
Well, aside from the woodwork, I also have on my, well, not wish list. I've already started working on it. I don't think I'm wonderful or amazing at it, but I have started to learn how to work with epoxy resin, which you can create all kinds of cool things. You know, you can finish countertops or floors, or you can make river tables or, you know, trays or molds.
Yeah, you can do all kinds of cool stuff. I've actually been thinking of making an ammo tray, or not ammo necessarily, but, you know, a tray with brass and the epoxy. Just sort of pour the brass over a big tray and then pour the epoxy on top and make sort of a brass tray table.
Oh, I love it. Can I steal that idea and try it?
Absolutely. Go for it.
How fun.
Something I've been throwing around.
Awesome. What about you, Bill? What kind of projects are guys working on?
Well, you know, nothing nearly as interesting as what you guys have been working on. I mean, I've been cleaning up my studio, but that's because my studio gets into it begins to look like something that might have been downrange from a mortar range at some point, and I've got to try to rearrange all this other stuff. But you guys hang on for me. Coming up on the next break. Diana's good at this break stuff. She dialed in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Her guest is Diana Huffstetler. You did ask me one other about what I was doing. Now, I have started this thing, and I'm sort of filming it.
Ooh.
And what it is that when I was the military and all the other stuff it's sort of coming home to roost.
Girl.
On me now, and so I'm trying to get all of that repaired. Right now, so I'm sort of filming that, and I'll figure out what I'm going to do with it later. But in the meantime, going to this doctor and that doctor and a few other things, and then maybe the next time Keita is in town, if I can do more than just watch what she does.
Bill, that is fantastic, and I'm so sorry I laughed in the middle of it, but
you heard me.
we heard you talking to your dog, or maybe it was your daughter. I don't know.
Yeah, that was my daughter. Something funny. Pixie and I have always done this thing where we would play zombie apocalypse and pretend it's the end of the world, and the only thing we have to eat are the canned things in our cupboard. And we'd run around playing with Nerf guns with the neighbor kids, and we'd make a campfire, and we'd make our food over the fire. And then COVID happened, and Pixie just kind of thought that was normal to eat canned food when all the grocery stores were shut down and didn't really think it was a big deal. Like, we're just playing zombie apocalypse.
Wow, that's a really positive way to look at it. I never thought
during
about
that first couple of weeks when things were pretty iffy and you couldn't get things from the grocery store all of a sudden. I mean, always been pretty well stocked, and she just thought that was awesome.
Yeah, and you started Googling things like 50 ways to cook Spam.
Right, exactly. Well, that's something we've always done. So we've always played around with different recipes from just random things we find in the cupboard. It's just kind of a fun little game.
That's actually a really, really good idea. I can't say that I have done that. I probably should. Look at where we are.
You really have to learn how to get creative.
Yeah, if somebody would have told us, you know, a year ago that we would be doing what we're doing, I would have thought it was a joke, but...
No, I never imagined in our lifetimes that this would happen. Never, never would have thought.
But then again, back to our earlier point, you can sit around and complain and throw yourself a pity party, or you can figure out a way or ways to take advantage of the situation and improve certain things in your life. And certainly the last thing I wanted to share with you guys today is I've always had personal and professional goals, but I never really sat down and took the time to write them or put them in any kind of structured format. And about a month or 2 months into COVID, I decided to actually create a vision board. And
nice.
I found it very inspirational, very liberating, and it really made me think long and hard about what is it that I want, not only immediate, you know, instant gratification, as we've been talking about, but long term, who do I want to be as a person, what goals do I want to achieve, and how do I want to live my life, and what is really truly important to me. And I discovered that it kind of naturally kind of fell into different kind of sections or areas, if you would. And I wonder if those are similar to other people's. Again, I've never had a formal vision board before, but it was a lot of fun. And I noticed that contrary to the goals that I've been setting in the past, you know, previously my goals were, get a sharpshooter classification or make expert or win this match or get that job or make this much money. And when I started creating a vision board, I noticed that I put a lot more emphasis on things like faith, you know, my relationship with God, you know, for those of us that are religious, you know, or your spirituality if you're not. Things like childcare and spending time with your loved ones. Life purpose, how you're giving back to others. Friendships and nurturing friendships. You know, I have friends that I hadn't talked to for years that I finally reached out to.
Isn't it funny how that's happened? I feel like COVID has actually been really cathartic in a lot of ways and sort of helped people figure out what's important and what's not.
I agree. And even though many would argue that it's pushing us further apart, I would actually argue the opposite. I think it has taught us to value relationships and to seek them out and to nurture them, and just kind of reminded us of how much value there is in a friendship. I've spent a lot of time really kind of thinking about, and skills, to your point. I don't think I've read as many books, or recently I actually got into audiobooks as well, as I have in the last few months. And I realized that I really enjoy learning new things. And I'm even thinking about picking a new language. I haven't learned a language in, I don't know, years.
Yeah.
So I would encourage people to think about goals and not only short-term activities, but kind of life purpose thing, you know, big stuff. Like, who do I want to be? What do I want to improve about myself? How do I want to live my life in 10 years or 20 years? And what kind of impact do I want to have on the world and those around me? So anyway, I don't want to get too heavy, but I just wanted to share that because I spend a great deal of time focusing on self-improvement and goals and just being a better person, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I think there's been a lot of that going on. I think you're absolutely right. A lot of self-evaluation and a lot of seeking out new ways of doing things because the old ways don't exist anymore. So now we have to either sit around and pout about it or pave a new path.
Right, right, exactly. And I don't think you're one of these people. I certainly am not. I could not sit at home and do nothing. I have to come up with something productive, some way to occupy my time, something that is of value not only to myself, but either other people or society as a whole. So anyway, I'm open to any fun ideas for ways to self-improve or help others.
Well, I was doing a lot of cooking. I love to cook. So my daughter and I were doing a lot of cooking and trying new recipes. And along with a lot of other people, I gained the COVID-15 because all we were doing was cooking and eating. Then we started hitting the gym once that happened. But I do enjoy cooking. It was an adventure for a while. But, you know, just make sure you don't get hung up on one thing. Make sure you're rotating through a lot of different things. And maybe bringing up new skills together rather than putting all your focus on one thing at a time and going all in and then completely switching gears.
And we're running out of time.
Much better.
Thank you very much, Keita, and thank you very much, Diana, for joining me tonight,
thanks,
Weaponized
Bill.
Woman. Another one in the books. Thanks, Diana.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Have a great day.
You too. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.